Moncrief on News Talk.
As you probably know, Dublin Airport wants to extend its facilities to cater for increased passenger numbers. But part of that will involve knocking down buildings, some of which, it's argued, have great architectural merit. Frank MacDonald has been writing about this in the Irish Times. Afternoon, Frank.
How are you, Sean?
Could you tell us a bit about this North Terminal building? Because if users of the airport, would they necessarily even see it?
First of all, you know, much of the concentration on Dublin Airport currently is about the expansion plan to cater for over 40 million passengers, or up to 40 million passengers. And, you know, overlooked in all of that, and I was even unaware of it until I found this excellent submission by Angela Rolfe, a former assistant principal architect in the Office of Public Works, on the North Terminal. And, you know, people who go to the airport now, you know, they wouldn't really immediately see it because there's been such a maelstrom of buildings surrounding it now that, you know, it's almost vanished. But it's right beside the original terminal building. And when I talk about the original terminal building, that is the lovely curved structure with the tiered layout rising up towards the control tower on the top that everyone would see when they cross that long bridge that curves around to the front of it, leading to Pier D for the Ryanair flights. And that is really like a monument to the romantic era of air travel. And I'm old enough to remember, you know, the lovely atmosphere that it had and so on. But right next to that is the North Terminal that was built in 1959. That was 20 years after the original terminal building. And it was actually built to cope with growing demand for air travel, first of all for transatlantic and European flights, and later as an arrivals area for all passengers, with the original terminal building used for departures until what I described as the grimly functional Terminal 1 was opened in 1972. And thereafter, the North Terminal catered for VIP arrivals and departures. So if you had, you know, visiting heads of state or government, you know, they'd be received in the North Terminal, given VIP treatment, and then put into their motorcade to wherever they were going. And the same would be true on return. And so lots of, you know, famous people would have gone through the North Terminal over the years. And also it served United Nations missions, Irish troops going on United Nations missions overseas. And more recently, I think it was pressed into service as a Dublin Airport Authority training facility and an airport Garda station. And it was designed in the late 1950s by a guy called Leo Carroll, who was then the principal architect at the Department of Transport and Power. And it's a rare example, according to Angela Rolfe, of a modernist infrastructural architecture derived from a sensitivity to context and all the rest of it. And it embodies the ideals of a progressive and innovative Ireland. And you know, like, one of the great things about it is that it has much of its interior is still intact, even though it's been compartmentalized over the years and so on. But it has some lovely, it has an elegant spiral staircase, and also delicate balustrading and terrazzo flooring and so on. And Rolf says that, you know, among those engaged with 20th century built heritages, and I certainly agree, that the North Terminal is seen as being of architectural, social and cultural significance at the vanguard of modern design, comparable with the airport's original terminal building and other modernist icons such as Michael Scott's Busoris in Store Street.
Okay, well, that's putting it up there then.
Absolutely, it is. You know, and I mean, it's obviously not a very large building like the Busoris is, or indeed the original terminal building. But it is one of those buildings that did mark made a statement about Ireland, about where our place in the world and how we received people here and so on. And you know, like, it's just shocking that here's a building that forms a significant part of the original airport complex, and right next door to the wonderful original terminal building. And it's just shocking that the Dublin Airport Authority is planning to get rid of it.
Yeah. Now, have they been given permission to do that?
No,
or are we
no,
still
they
in the application?
They certainly haven't for any of the stuff that they're proposing to do at the airport, including, you know, increasing, which is all focused on increasing the capacity to cater for up to 40 million passengers a year. But because Fingal County Council recently, a couple of months ago, issued an 80-point request for additional information on all sorts of aspects of the airport's expansion plan. And I can tell you that I did a word count on it, and it runs to 20,000 words.
Crikey.
In itself. So, you know, the DAA and its technical advisors will be, you know, kind of burning the midnight oil since then, trying to deal with all of these requests. And one of the things that they've put in to that request for further information is that they describe the North Terminal as a building of national significance, and that the DAA is asked to omit its demolition, or at least to provide further justification, along with detailed consideration of alternatives, including its sensitive alteration to fit some useful modern purpose.
Uh-huh. So you'd think on the basis of all that this is a building that the DAA should be championing, should be, you know, the people who visit the airport,
yes,
their attention should be drawn to it rather
absolutely
than knock it down.
Absolutely they should. And indeed more use should be made of the original terminal building as well, you know, because, you know, that still contains some really, really beautiful spaces to pass through. And it also has terrazzo floors and all those trappings. I mean, you know, as I said, I'm old enough to remember when we used to go out there just to watch planes landing and taking off and standing on one of the decks. And the thing looks like an ocean liner, you know, moored in what used to be, we always called the airport Collinstown at that stage. that really dates me, Sean.
the thing about
the airport,
ordinary members of the public probably tend to get more exercise if it's a building they're walking past routinely, or it's in part of their living environment. Whereas maybe in airports, is it a kind of a harder sell to get people concerned about this?
I suppose it is, but you know, like it's effectively been bypassed by that long curved corridor that links Terminal 1 with Pier D, where the Ryanair planes are, and so people will spot it from there. But you know, getting up close to it, there's no. I mean, because the original terminal building doesn't have much of a use, certainly not much of a public use. You don't get close to these buildings anymore, which is a shame, because you know these buildings really stood for modern Ireland in the middle of the last century, and that is something that needs to be not just commemorated but celebrated by all of us.
Yeah, given that the DAA now have a 20,000-word document to pore over, this will take some time, I imagine.
Well, I'd say it would be, and it's no coincidence that the DAA last year, I think, tried to make a play that the government should change the planning laws so that it could apply directly to onboard Planola, bypassing Fingal County Council. But they have, as things stand, had to make the application for the airport to Fingal, and Fingal is treating it seriously, as it should do, because it's the planning authority for the area.
Yeah, indeed. Frank, thanks a million.
Thank you, Sean.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.